Welcome to this reading of The Habitation, a verse-by-verse commentary on Paul's Epistle to the Ephesians by Leroy Surface. It is being read by Keith Surface, and we begin with the foreword. Just as the Apostle Paul reveals the foundation of the church in his letter to the Romans, in his letter to the Ephesians, he reveals the house that God builds on the foundation. It is a holy temple that Paul calls an habitation of God through the Spirit, Ephesians 2, verses 21 through 22. It is fitly framed together by the powerful working of God in every child of God who has received the Holy Ghost. It should be noted that while the term Holy Spirit is used only twice in the book of Ephesians and the term Holy Ghost is never used, there are 12 references to the Spirit in this letter that refer to the Holy Ghost. In fact, this letter to the Ephesians reveals more about the purpose and working of the Holy Ghost in the children of God than any of the other New Testament epistles. When I began writing this commentary, I assumed I had a good comprehension of its message. I can tell you today that my journey through Paul's letter to the Ephesians has been one of the truly wonderful and enlightening experiences of my lifetime. I can well understand Paul's prayer for the believers at Ephesus that God would give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of their understanding being enlightened, that they might know what is the hope of His calling, Ephesians 1, verses 17 and 18. According to Paul's words in Ephesians 1, verses 13 through 14, he wrote this epistle to those faithful saints in Ephesus who both trusted in Christ and had received the Holy Ghost, but had no comprehension of why God had given them His Spirit. If Paul's prayer is not answered for us in this 21st century, we will never know those things that Paul calls the mystery of Christ. My first sensation as I began to see was that I had entered into a room filled with all manner of good things. I spent days examining the things I was seeing in this first chapter before I noticed that there was another door in the room. I walked through that door into a second room that was filled with treasures that were even more wonderful than the first. I then noticed a third door that was open to still another room that was filled with even greater and more wonderful treasures beyond anything I had ever seen. I spent several weeks searching through those rooms before I discovered there was yet another door. And when I stepped through this door, I found there were no more walls. It seemed I had stepped into eternity with treasures too wonderful to describe. It was then that I began to truly understand the words of Paul when he spoke of the unsearchable riches of Christ, Ephesians 3, verse 8. My next sensation as I began to see further was that I was seeing a series of mountain peaks, which I will call pinnacles of glory. There are 6 of these pinnacles of glory in the book of Ephesians, all of which are different views of the same mountain. One of these pinnacles of glory will be found in each of the 6 chapters of Paul's letter. Even though they are different views of the same mountain, the glory seems to increase as we see them over and over again. Perhaps the key to this letter is found in Ephesians 1, verse 12, that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. The remainder of the letter is dedicated to revealing what these people were and all God did through the working of His mighty power that they should be. I pray that God will give me utterance to put into words those things I have seen and write them in this commentary for the edification and understanding of all who read it. I pray that God will enlighten the eyes of the reader to see and understand in their heart that which the Apostle Paul calls the mystery of Christ. May God bless you as you begin the journey.